What did we see? Well, we saw the devastating consequences of the conflict in the northeast, with over 1 million people internally displaced since March last year. 200,000 people have fled the country. So the consequence of the violence is displacement. In Yola itself, that was a small city of 300,000 people before the conflict, it has now swelled to double its size. You witness very clearly what people have suffered that have fled. Firstly, you know, they've left everything behind. They have suffered physically. They have also suffered psychologically. And the people in Yola then who are absorbing this huge influx, because most of the internally displaced are absorbed into the community, they're not in camps, less than 10% are in camps, their generosity in the first place, that's what you witness. You really witness the solidarity and generosity of the Nigerian people.
There are still parts of northeastern Nigeria which are inaccessible because of the Boko Haram terrorist group. What do you know about the people who are still there?
Well, we only know what we are told by those who are fleeing, because we don't have access to operate in those Boko Haram controlled areas. And that's a major problem. And of course, that's just the reality of how violent this group is. They don't respect humanitarian organizations or humanitarian staff. This is a real problem. And what we, of course, hear from those who are fleeing is that life in these areas is very, very difficult. I mean, this was an impoverished area of Nigeria to begin with, because sometimes we forget that, you know, Nigeria, biggest country in Africa in terms of GDP, but it's not an even distribution of wealth within the country. And it's in this northeastern area that you have the poorest people. So now this crisis comes on top of that poverty, and that makes it very difficult for people to survive.
You describe quite a desperate humanitarian crisis. Is it getting better or worse?
Oh no, it's getting worse. Week by week, more and more people fleeing, and the horrors that are involved for ordinary people in what they have endured. I mean, we met number of women groups, and they told us of the violence committed particularly against women and girls, but not only. Just the intensity of their trauma, of their physical suffering, and also given that this is an impoverished area, the hosting communities are also now very directly impacted, because they were in a very fragile situation before this influx of internally displaced, and now trying to share with them their meager resources. I mean, they're at breaking point, and everybody was appealing to us for help. They genuinely need help.
What's needed to bring this crisis to an end?
An end to the conflict is what's needed. In the meantime, we obviously have to mobilize a bigger humanitarian response. I mean, we are very impressed with the Nigerian authorities, the National Emergency Management Agency, the state-level agencies. They are, you know, mobilizing in an impressive way, but they're also saying to us internationally that they need help. I mean, this is a massive crisis. You know, Nigeria has been a generous country internationally. It has contributed to international peacekeeping. It has contributed to humanitarian action and support in the past. And now, you know, we should be rallying in solidarity with the good people of Nigeria at this their time of need. And we know that they will come through this and will be a contributor again. But now is the time to help.